Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking by telephone with George Everett from Butte, Montana. He's the executive director of Main Street Uptown Butte. It's the presenting organization for the Montana Folk Festival, which will be happening once again this coming weekend in Butte. Welcome, George.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Doing just great. Nice to talk with you again. Festival preparations underway once again in Butte, Montana. It's the seventh festival in a row. There were three national folk festivals, and then from the start of the Montana Folk Festival now, this will be 4 years as a standalone festival happening the same weekend in July every summer in Butte, Montana. I was reading about the festival and certainly looking into it a little bit. You know, it has that mission of traditional performers, traditional artists, demonstrations, and things that are falling from real traditions of the music and art world. You also have a history of having a free festival. Talk a little bit more maybe about the mission of a festival like this.
Sure.
You bring something like this to Butte, Montana.
It is a representation, a presentation of traditional music from different genres. It has kind of a misleading name, the Montana Folk Festival, and we always have to deal with questions from people of whether Bob Dylan or Peter, Paul, and Mary will be there, and we'd love to have them, but they're not really the traditional performers. They kind of carried on a tradition that is a little different. That is not what traditional music is, music that's performed by people who are steeped in the tradition and carry it forward, usually the sons and daughters of performers who are taking the genre forward into a new era. That's, for example, we have Lurie Bell playing the blues this year. As we did last year, we had Bernard Allison. Lurie Bell is the son of a blues performer, and Bernard Allison was the son of a blues performer before him. So it's kind of steeped in the tradition and presenting that to people and exposing them to traditional music of all different kinds of genres.
Yeah, we'll talk some about some of the artists that are coming too. This festival takes place in Uptown Butte. You kind of take over the Uptown area. Six stages, I understand. There'll be upwards of 200 performers again this year between the artists and the musicians. It has become a huge thing. Talk about the number of people that typically come and how it really becomes a little village in Uptown Butte.
Yeah, well, our population pretty much tripled when we had this event for the weekend. It is about 150,000 people who show up from all different directions, and everybody in Butte has a house full of guests. And the hotels and the motels are full, and people are camping all around. And it is pretty packed, but we really enjoy the number of people that come from out of town, and it is an opportunity to show off what we think is great about Butte. You know, the distant views of the mountains, the northern Rockies are all around us, the tall historic buildings, and some of the mining headframes that have become stages for this event. We have seven stages. Six are major performance, and one is in the Montana traditions where we have talk sessions and some music. But there are six stages with continuous performances throughout the weekend. So it's pretty hard to see everything that's going on, but we encourage people to give it a try.
Every year you have a theme as well, and I understand the theme this year is the culture of the car. Talk about that and how you develop these themes and then really just expand on this opportunity really to tell kind of a backstory, right?
Sure. It's a way of gaining access to interpreting the heritage of Montana and the West. And this year we're looking closely at the theme of the culture of the car and how that has been important to us throughout our heritage, throughout our history. And we have classic vehicles from the Montana Auto Museum and Deer Lodge. We have a car show that's on the site. We have, something that's pretty special this year. It's a display of art cars, which are a kind of a nexus of automobiles and art, where people have, they're drivable vehicles that have been turned into works of art by these car artists. And we have one from Butte, but we have others from throughout the West and the United States that are converging on Butte, and they're going to be setting up and showing off their vehicles here in Butte during the folk festival.
Well, there'll be lots of activities around that theme as well. Of course, traditional artists on site along with the musicians, ethnic and festival foods. There's a family area, folklife demonstrations happening through the weekend. I was looking at the list of performers once again, and it's an amazing list, really internationally drawn, people from all over the world and all over the country, of course, but also lots of different varieties of music. You mentioned the fact that it's called the Montana Folk Festival, so much more than what I think a lot of people think of as folk music. But I was noticing, for example, just a few of the artists are playing things like Appalachian blues and Western swing. Right. You've got traditional music coming from the Laotian traditional music. You've got klezmer and Assiniboine, Blackfeet hand drumming. You've got Quebecois music and mariachi and gospel and old time. How about I ask you to put a few favorites in the spotlight and talk about some of the groups you're most excited to see this year?
Oh, sure. Well, we're going to have reggae with Don Carlos, which we haven't had since 2008, which is going to be fun. We're going to start off the event on Friday evening with a second line parade with the Stooges Brass Band. They're coming up from New Orleans, and they're going to be getting out at the gate of the original and then doing a second line parade to the main stage. And then they'll be performing at the Dance Pavilion later on in the evening, but it'll be a good way to kick it off. We have a female mariachi band, the Mariachi Reina de Los Angeles. They'll be here, and that's going to be fun. A mariachi band of all women. Yzwan Baird is going to be a Quebecois accordion player who's pretty amazing. Somebody I think a lot of people are going to be mystified by and enjoy very much is Alicia Spiegels, who is bringing the Klezmer Express. She was one of the founders of Klezmatics, and she's amazing fiddle player. And so we're looking forward to a wide range of performers coming, different genres. The Traveling McCoys, they're pretty exciting. We haven't had them here. And you mentioned the Laotian group, the Sound of the Laokan. You won't be seeing them anywhere else in Montana probably this year. So it's kind of unique and a good opportunity. And it's free of admission.
Well, often I've been at the festivals over the years, and I've heard many times the performers say from the stage, it's the first time in Montana. And you can really infer the first time for many Montanans to hear that traditional music performed live. Really kind of a neat opportunity, I think, all the way around.
Oh, yeah. I think people really get exposed to this music and then pursue it afterwards. They just are fascinated by the range and the variety. We have a tambour player from Iraq, Iran, I'm sorry, Ali Akbar Moradi, and he'll be performing with his son. The Chancas is a Peruvian scissor dance group that is coming to display a traditional dance that is done in Peru and has been for centuries. So a lot of things that people more likely have not seen before, and we'll be talking about the next days after.
I will mention that Clark Grant has produced a short special for Montana Public Radio. It'll be on the air Wednesday at about 25 minutes past 1, half-hour special featuring interviews and music with a few of the guests. We'll also be featuring music of artists playing at the Montana Folk Festival off and on through the course of this coming week as well, getting ready for the festival. George, if people haven't been to this thing before, obviously it's free admission. It all takes place in the kind of the large grounds of Uptown Butte, all the stages, as you mentioned, going on. Do you got some tips and tricks for folks coming to Montana, coming to Butte to take in the festival for the first time?
Sure. Get a hold of the schedule and map out your attack and try to take in as much as you want to take in. But there's so much going on that you got to pay attention to the schedule, see who you want to see. They'll be playing multiple times over the course of the weekend, so if you miss them at one stage, you can see them at another. So it's okay to skip one performance to see someone else and then go see them. There's plenty of camping in the municipal parks that people want to stay in Butte. We've organized the bus from Missoula if anyone wants to take the bus over for Saturday. There's some people who do day trips from Helena and Bozeman and come in for the day. But it's, if they want to stay all weekend, we would love to have them.
So the festival kicks off at about 7 p.m. on Friday night, is that right?
Actually, the second line parade I mentioned is going to start at 6:30.
Okay.
And then there'll be a little bit of talk about 6:45. And the music starts in earnest at 7 p.m. at the original stage. There'll be three stages running Friday evening, dance pavilion and the Copper Street stage. So there'll be three stages kind of gearing up, and then all day Saturday there'll be six running nonstop.
And music starts on Saturday and Sunday at noon, is that right?
At noon, right, yeah.
If people want more information, the website is very complete with everything from how to get there, where to go, what to do, and the schedule and bios for the artist. It's MontanaFolkFestival.com for the full details. The seventh festival in Butte, the fourth Montana Folk Festival following 3 years of the National Folk Festival. Butte was the host city for 3 years for the National Folk Festival in advance of this. I've been talking with George Everett today. George is the executive director of Main Street Uptown Butte, the presenting organization for the Montana Folk Festival. It begins Friday night at 6:30. Thank you so much, George.
Thanks, Michael, and we hope you can make it over.